Let me come and put you on. Are there any specific questions today?
Yes, but housing.
Housing. House on Nimnik. Kanam just gotten how their housing was set up or how? Akadamani title Nitayuk Nit. House. How did you build your house?
A long time ago.
Mm.
Yeah. Long time ago, we used house Wallace height, big house, Wallace height, round, little bit round. Put one by four, thin one. One stick in the middle. So he put thin one, half inch wide, half inch thick, 3-4 inches wide. Put that on top, then from inside push, make them round, push up. Push, make round. Because 1 by 4, half inch thick. Push round. One is big room, one room. Two families stay there. Two families, room. One big room, whole. Each side make a seal oil lamp with burners. One is the back. One is the side, two of them, one. And this side one, and in the middle side one, that side. When sometimes getting cold, little lamp, steel oil lamp, burn it right in the corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because in the winter time, pretty cold. Yeah. Pretty cold. Mm-hmm. Only we see on one room with a deer skin covered. Put the grass under the just like floor, water tight. Put the grass on the bottom, then put the water tight, just like floor. Grass on the this was deep. Put the grass. So don't have to cool. We use deer skin mattress. We sleep one room. Every two families sleep once a year. Yeah, we do it that way long time ago. One put two shale oil lamps right in. One is back in shale oil lamp. Always up. Every day, my father go hunting. Before, when you start the daylight, we watch a star. Because that's like the star, that's like a bear. They turn it to the north when they start the daylight. When they see the coming to turn to the north, so everybody starts, we go start the daylight, we go hunting. So everybody go hunting. Because he knows. We got new clock. New clock. That's why there was stars. We use a deerskin pants, deerskin on top, and deerskin sack, and mucka, deerskin boots, this much high, knee high. And coat bird skin and put on top the snowshoes. This kind of white one. Yeah. They use white snowshoes. Go hunting. All day. When start of midnight came back. Sometimes they kill walrus, sometimes kill seal. Because that time not much gun, that's why using harpoons. I've been using harpoons myself for 24 hours. When I getting old, when I walk to Sabunga, I used a water tanning. When I was a young boy, my father teach me hunting, teach me how to hunting. Yeah. Always we got teaching eyes about young eyes, this mistake. When we not throw teaching, we walk. When we get throw, we don't have to walk because it will break young eyes. When you get fish, see, fish, put the young eyes. That's why some of the boys, you're not sitting ground, pretty hard to get back. The slippery ice, young ice. That's why a long time ago, we got big knife, butcher knife, one put in a belt. With a covered with a knife, this was long knife. When he drowned, we used knife, come up. Yeah. Now, we don't do it anymore that way. Put it here. But he got the plastic. That's like this kind. See, this kind of young boy. Put a knife inside with a cover. You don't have to put in it. Yeah. No more food. Then some of them used silkskin. I mean, mukha. Yeah, silkskin. Some, they don't use Korean boat. I like it. Korean boat. Yeah, I use it Korean boat. Yeah. The white one, except the white one. I know black is a Korean boat. Yeah. Yeah.
How tall are you, Jimmy?
Hmm?
How tall are you?
I'm
6'2".
Right?
How many feet?
How many feet? Me? When I was?
1 foot.
Yeah. Right now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many feet.
Because it makes a difference how tall you are for how big your house is.
Our same big distance, the highest is higher. But we don't about this my high. About 5 feet lower. Yeah. When you walk inside, when you stand up, you go this way. Yeah. Taller man. Because in the winter time pretty cold.
Yeah.
Because we use only steel oil. Yeah.
No fire? Fire?
Yeah.
Is that
in the middle only? No, only steel oil lamp unit. About this much white. She know what, one time she make, when dinner time was coming, she make her oil lamp.
Oh.
Yeah, clean. Yeah. Then she knows how to sell it.
Piku. I can be lean, you mix it with something. They go little sand. So they mix the, you know, in to make the land.
Oh. They mix it with little sand, the clay, and then they burn it or put it inside a hot container so it cooks.
Yeah.
Becomes. Yeah. Well, she too she makes that. So they will eat it on the land.
What did they find a clay to mix with the sand? Don't beat our paper. Even smaller, only we cook our food and we can feel well. We use them now. But the very pop-up at the morning, pop-up. We got some pop-up around that and we can fry. Dry spring.
Some of them little this much brown, you know, almost brown. With the burner this much wide, burn it.
Cook.
Yeah, it's pretty hard time in. Long time ago. Yeah. Sometime when bad water out of oil, not much meat, we don't have eat. Only evening, before evening, we eat some little bit. Sometime before we go out the food, we try to give seal skin, uncooked seal skin, little guy eat it. Also raw. Try to eat. We don't have to. Yeah, try to learn it also. Yeah. Before out the food, try let them learn it. Because if we out food, we will eat their skin, rope. That's why try to learn it. Now, no more. Because we got store, we buy.
So they used to let them chew on those dried rope. So when they're stranded in the wilderness with no food and they run out of food, then they would be able to chew on it. That's the source of the food.
Yeah. Pretty hard time. Yeah, a long time ago, because then but it's gone. Yeah. We don't have chatka, nothing. Just we got about this much round, neat, just like a neat, with 9 feet, 8 feet long, 9 feet long, 10 feet long. Wood, tie them when the bird flying in the mountain. Oakwood, myrrh, no chatka, good. Yeah. Every before that we call hunt. We call anava. Yeah. About 10 feet long. 12 feet long. About this much round, just like a nest, tight. A
little nest.
Yeah. Anava lucky. We call anava lucky. When the bird flying that way, always, when each wind go flying always, this way. When the west wind go flying that way, yeah. Yeah. Pretty hard time, long time ago. Yeah. Sometime no more oil.
One is the one, and one is the one is the
first.
Yeah, a long time ago we was in hard time. Yeah. That's why before our support, he tried to learn how to eat it with the silk and with the blubber. Tried to learn it, eat it before out the food. Because we don't have to learn it, so we will starve. That's why. Tried to learn it. Yeah. That's why ladies take some grains, something else, so they let them freeze. Yeah, let them freeze, keep them. In the winter time we eat it with a blubber, till blubber with the meat. It's been a hard time, long time ago. Now it's when we out, we buy some store food, yeah. The store order. Because flowers got just like a balloon. Yeah. Sometimes blood, air come up. They never sink. Just like right here. We call Bovyak, we call Bovyak, just like a hook, yeah. Yeah. Because flowers, when they're brought out, they never sent. Yeah. They're floating. We call Bovyak.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you dry men, do you use them?
In the winter time, when we I've been hot for harpoon always. Before I shoot it, harpoon it. Seven boys hold it. When I harpoon it, fall and then come up to shot it. We pull on top of the eyes. The cutting was a knife about 5 feet long, each this much wide. Everybody, boys, tight rope, drag them home. 4 mile, 3 mile, 5 mile out, drag them home. Yeah, because we eat walrus skin, walrus hide. Yeah. The blubber we use tail oil. Long time ago. Now, you don't hunt anymore, boys. Some few boys hunt. Because we use meat, walrus meat, kill meat.
Mm.
Yeah. Now boys, they don't hunt anymore much.
Lazy?
Yeah. My only one boy, one of my boys, he go hunt always. Yeah, two boys always hunt walrus hunting. Yeah. They dress about 4 feet, about 2 feet wide. Put the liver and something else, tight with the rope, and drag them. And I yeah, go 4 miles out, 5 miles.
Sometimes dark.
Sometimes getting dark.
Mm.
Yeah. Hard times.
Mm.
Now the boys keep walkie-talkie or keep the walkie-talkie.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody go boat hunting, walkie-talkie. So I'm going, before I go, I will try to get walk with you more.
Mabel was saying that
I got rid of this much light. for talking to the boy.
They also keep the while the stomach lining, and then the while we're, I don't know what part of it they, when they blow it, they say they get really big. So they dry those and put like seal oil in there, or coke fish, or black or blubber. Just out the blubber and then into seal oil.
Also, I will try to get good at canna. Yeah, good at canna. Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, pretty hard.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, still one. I thought I was going to address it to you so you can interpret it.
Okay.
He needs those no longer in the hunt, and that he can buy things from the grocery store.
Sometimes late, getting dark. Sometimes getting dark.
Of course, you can.
When you're coming back. Yeah.
When you go to store, where do you get your money from?
You know, before our store, they buy seal skin and fox skin. Really. They ship it to outside and get money to our store. We sell it to store some grocery. Before we got to a store, it was a hard time. Only a whaler boat, white man boat, going to whaler north, they buy it. I sell it, we sell it. Yeah, some trader come April, May, by boat, trader.
Today?
No, not now, long time. Not now, no more.
How do they get money today to go to the store? Do they work or?
Oh, you know, we don't work anymore. We get Social Security, retirement, pension. We don't get money. No.
He said in the traditional days, I think, is there anything like the villages I observe, a lot of them do get a lot of welfare, like when they have children, they're qualified for welfare or they get food stamps.
I wonder what kind of economic
Very few definitions. Like the school may hire maybe 5 to 10 people. The stores may hire 5 to 10. So a lot of people, a lot of the villagers depend on their parents or grandparents' welfare checks or social security checks or old age checks. And when those come in, they use that to buy the gas so they can go hunting.
Yeah, it was a hard time, long time ago, before we got store, only boat trader come, they buy, we sell it, fur, sell skin, they buy, we didn't get money, for only trade, right now, those who got job, get money.
What if they don't get jobs?
They hire some contractor. When you come to contractor to build something, they hire boys to get money. Yeah.
How many work at the school? How many people?
Right now it's three boys, three, four boys working at four.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get money. Yeah.
What about girls? What about girls?
Cooking. Yeah, cooking. Mm. Two native girls, they work in it for cooking. Yeah. Native girls. Yeah.
How many hired by the store? At the store? Store, I mean, kibbutz building. Kastin, Charlie building.
Three.
One
girl is working for the storekeeper.
Yeah, in the morning, they have stuff on the roof, another girl is up.
So three, they shift around, one woman to work until 3 o'clock and one from 3 to 6. So I think that's the way they try and hire more people, by rotating them. I know in my village, my uncle hires students like that, oriented people, so they have different kids.
8 hours to work, 8 hours a day. Yeah. Monday to Friday.
How much a gallon for gas in your village? Gas. How much 1 gallon?
So what? Mostly 2 days they use 5 gallons. So what?
$10, $5.
So, we use castor for cooking. Also, propane stove, we use.
For 2 gallons?
1 gallon.
Gas stove. When you buy 5 gallons gas stove, how much you pay? 5 gallons.
Yeah. 5 gallons, how much? Only 2 gallons we call it. We buy $10. Mm. 2 gallons.
$10 for 2 gallons.
Yeah, 2 gallons. $2, $10. Yeah.
How much for snow go gas?
I don't know how much to go. You got only 2 gallon tank. You got only over 2 gallons.
Mm. You don't know how much they pay?
No, how much it is.
Higher?
Yeah, higher. My boy asked, he asked some money, $10, he wants to get gas. That's why. And I know him.
I assume that they would be pretty expensive because the barges have to go all the way up there to deliver. I know in my village it's about 260 or something like that. 280 was the summer when we had to buy gas per gallon before we went to pick berries. And the drum, 55 gallon drum was like 175 with the mix, I guess, they mix with whatever oil.
Yeah, that's so, some car stuff, yeah.
And we needed to use like two or three drums to get to where we were going and back. But, well, then, and I didn't spend that much money. So we all pitched in, you know.
That's why myself, I was teaching Eskimo dance in school. Before they gave me money, so I told them, why not pay me fuel, not the money. So you can pay me fuel, be all right. Yeah, principal, he told me, yes, I give you a drum for the 1 week. Yeah, 1 week. I get 50 gallons every week because kitchen for Eskimo dance.
Mark?
Yeah. That's why I don't get from the store, from government. I get that. So every week, 50 gallons, yeah. They help me, 50 gallons, so I don't use a 50 gallon, almost 2 months, 2 months, 50 gallons we can use it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't use much, yeah.
So what do you do with your extra? You get extra and then what do you do with that?
What do you do with the other extra? Your extra drums, what do you do with them?
I give them to my boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give them to my boys, yeah. Because I can't. Two of my boys, good hunter. Mm-hmm. When he kills something, give it to my wife.
Oh, okay.
Bring it to my, give it to us, yeah.
That's the work I told my mate.
When they first come, what did you think when you first saw them? How did you feel?
When I come here?
When the whalers came.
Whalers came?
Yeah. For the first time when you see them, what did you think? How did you feel?
We feel pretty good, yeah.
No.
When,
when the whalers come, what did you think of the whalers? The white man. When you first saw white men, how did you think?
I don't understand.
Okay. When the white man came for the first time in the ship, what did you think about them? About them coming.
Yeah, everybody when the boats come, it's because they will trade, that's why everybody glad. When he see boat, they holler at everybody, I'm Yakpak Shahrat, Because after that, yeah, they come to the shore, they trade. They trade some tobacco and something else.
Coffee, tea, bread, everything. So I assume what he's expressing is that they were happy to see them because they're able to trade such with them.
Because we have no first time they drink coffee. Yeah. Always coffee. No tea.
Oh, no tea.
No, it's tea.
Siberia.
Oh, Siberia.
From Siberia. They call this was thick. This was white. With a cut knife. Put the water, put in it, soak it, and boil it, you know. Take it off, hang in the lamp, this one's eyes. Boil it, the drink. Yeah.
So they would, the teas that they got from Siberia were about this thick, maybe size of this paper, and they cut little chips and put it into a boiling water, and that's how they got their tea.
Can you ask if the white men were kind?
Were the white men good to you, to the people or not, when they first came?
Yeah, they help always the white men when they first came, both come here. Yeah.
Did they bring alcohol and stuff?
No.
Did they try to take women? But I've been taught.
I don't know. No.
Only I saw is a movie.
Only in the movies?
Yeah.
How often do the saints that come? How many times?
Only early spring. Yeah. Sometimes two, yeah.
Peterson go home.
Yeah. Peterson home. The Peterson, they buy fur, their skin, ivory, and all of that. They buy trade. Only trade that buy some money, you know. Only sometimes silver money. You got no paper no more, they never continue. Only silver money. Yeah, a long time ago, silver money.
So one or two ships every spring went by for trade. They traded, they didn't give them exchange of money, but if they did, it would be silver. And they would trade for tusks and fur, animal fur.
Yeah. Holmes and the Peterson, that's all, two boats coming. Well, except the Coast Guard cutter. They buy some ivory, carving ivory, animal. Just a trade. Some of them get silver, buy some silver money.
What did you do with silver?
We sell it to white man.
They waited there first to sell, and then they sell the silver to the white.
covered a long time ago before it grew up. We got the heart down. Right? Yeah. All of us have problems, that's why. When the figure comes, they tell us.
There's
a grocery, yeah. When I married with a family, my boy, we got the camp for carving, white rock. When we come back, we sell it to the store. When we get the store, buys for $40 always, yeah, $40 a piece. But that time was the grocery cheap.
Mm.
Yeah.
How much? Like
$40 to buy. We buy corn and raisins and bread and sugar and hay and flour.
How much was tea at that time?
Not much.
$1?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it came a long time ago. Yeah. $40 worth, we get lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. Whole box.
Would you ask them how much one white box is worth now?
How much white box or rink box? How much?
One box? Cost a long time ago?
No, today.
I don't know when they never sell it. No. Maybe they sell it somewhere. Sure, they buy fuel. I don't know how much to buy. Yeah. They don't buy much anymore. The crabber, they send it someplace, mail it to somebody, some mill at some place, daily.
Could you ask what the religion was like before a missionary showed up?
Before the Before the priests came, how was your religion like before? Before they came, before the missionaries came.
My father always said that he was doing your bath. He was a long time ago. He was doing all people. Where you go out to the name of the God is long time ago.
Appa.
Because always flowing hard, snow makes rain. Then you will go hunting.
Before the missionaries came, they've always had what they call God today. But in their language, they call it a baksa. And that's who they ask for good weather, food, good health. So that's what they call
for the Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a long time ago they know it's God, Apakta, we call it Apakta. Yeah.
Whenever
yeah,
you go to church, right? Yeah. So how come they call today?
She wants to know how come, after you never go to church, how come, she wants to know how come you go to church today, before you never used to. I guess he didn't understand me, but he said the way they prayed was when they opened, when they asked for something from Abaksa, from that, their God, they would open the door and talk to the space and weather and cloud, direct their message up, and they would say, please clear the weather because there's no more need for it. So that we can go hunt when the weather clears. And then she said they would clear up after that.
It is a force. She asked the girl, and I was going to the girl. Yes. It's a box that she wants to buy you. And she will.
So when the children turned doing that, or they were directed by their parents to do that, open the door, and when they do get food, they have to thank.
Angat kutam kono lakshmi, shabnan angat kun, angat kun. Medicine, they heal you, they fix your body.
I don't know, but my father is open with it.
Angat kun.
Adi nalaye, dad, one person. Adi nalaye.
We call Ali nalaye. Yeah. Singer. McDonald.
Something like that. Yeah.
No life. You dark from them.
They say they with my blanket
there.
They sing a different song. Different song, our song, different song. Because without life we sing. Yeah.
The medicine, what we call a they would do some performances. She was there, but she was too scared to listen to them, so she would type herself under the blanket.
I don't listen.
And the types of songs that they sang were different from the types of songs he sang. So the spiritual songs were different from regular songs.
I'm scared. Like the girl is scared of me, and my sister is scared.
And they sing in darkness only, no light.
Singing some drum.
Yeah.
Sometimes crying in a side house. Drum. That man.
That man, he go fly.
Make more than father, my dear.
He fly.
He fly. No, he make some father. He fly.
Yeah. It's fine, but it's fast. I know one time, Pedro Valerman from camp, named Juan Catalan, he fly. He go up to the Sivonka, but Pedro, he won't go with him. See, walk up to him and he told him, you better not go, I go myself. No, I like go with you. Well, if you want to go with me, you, on the back, do this way. Don't see him. You grab me, and I'm going to fly. After that, he do it that way. He go up, I don't know how in a minute, it's like wind blowing, stop. He told me, okay, you can see it. Down to the Shirunga. Yeah, few minutes. Yeah, from camp. Yeah. About that camp is about maybe 25 miles. Yeah, 25 miles. Yeah.
So the shamans were able to fly, and they would be flying inside their houses when they're doing their performances, and they'll just drop to the ground. And he was just telling a story about the shaman that was in a fish camp with this another man who was not a shaman apparently. And they were going to go back to the room band, and this man wanted to go with him, and he said no, and then he insisted in going with him, so he said, well, you better do what I want, you know, follow my directions.
So he said, close your eyes
and don't open them until we get there, but hold me from the back like
yeah.
this.
Course he did, get the hold.
So they went and they flew, and they were in the room band on time.
No. I see an edit of the couple.
Oh, because of school.
I'm 15 years old. School.
Yeah. from the papa could walk to the Shimoka. 5 hours. Walk. 5 hours. Yeah, 5 hours. Yeah.
From camp to Shimoka?
Yeah, to going to Shimoka from Ali. The papa, 5 hours.
5 hours.
Like one couple in flight, maybe 2 minutes. I don't know.
So this, the relative of this man who's living in Nome was the person that did that flying. That must have been really interesting. To be able to do that. I mean,
my grandmother was a senior astronaut. I didn't see.
Oh.
Only my sister stayed as a grandmother.
Your grandmother was an art cook?
Oh. Yeah. My mom. She and my sister. Then my mother died. She was only a senior astronaut. I stayed in the night. My sister, she and her grandmother.
So her and her sister had to be split up when their mother died. It's two different families.
My father is Papa.
Cousin.
Yeah, cousin.
That's only not one cousin. I don't know, five boys, five men. Just like those that way.
Medicine men?
But one cousin, he is a good flyer, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe buckets on airplanes. Looks like they fly buckets on airplanes.
One person I saw in the little bit light I saw in
little flower.
No. Chaway and fine drum small box running around. When big little light small, big little light more.
When it's getting dark?
No, I'm always covered by
When the fox, little fox, he jumping. When they get light, lower. When they getting dark, go up, bigger.
So when these medicine men, shamans were performing, there would be little fox circling around the, on top of the drum?
Yeah.
And the one that they play? And they get bigger when it's darker in the house, and when there's more light, they get smaller, but they keep on
more
or not. Interesting. But they can make you
the animal drum towards this way always, little bit towards this way. Fox could jump in around, little flock. My little flock. When getting dark, go up, little, getting dark, getting up. When they getting light, going down. Getting smaller.
Always fox, though?
Yeah. I don't know what, fox, little fox. That's like a white fox,
Are there people in the building that still believe in all of or do those things?
No. Are there angadguks today? Are there shamans today? Angadguks. Today there's still some? Shaman. Medicine men.
Only ask more dance, that's all.
Kaishun, are you happy because there's no more medicine men?
Yeah.
No more.
You're happy about it?
Yeah.
Because it scared you?
I'm scared.
Some of these some churches have really painted the healers, the medicine men, really negatively. So that really suppressed the belief system, the traditional belief system in some villages. And although they still have the power within them, they have to put them under the table or do some tiny performance because it was not an appropriate practice anymore.
Also, I know that during the first case one, there were shamans, and then some shamans were doing their practices, their medicine practices, and then they were talking to me quietly in that past, and then they finally said, oh, okay, there's a God, but they changed their life and found me to be pastor.
Jadika. Jadika not cool. More stories on medicine men? Do you have more stories?
That's all right, we know it's medicine man.
Sometimes my grandmother, with lots of people, coffee is no medicine that time. My grandmother going to somewhere in the pickup number, I don't remember, the acronym is TikTok.
TikTok?
Yeah, about that TikTok. People cry, pick up coffee, it's difficult, small, it's good. That's like big.
Is that her grandmother used to, some kind of plants that grew, that they used for medicine with, they dried the plants first, and then their grandmother would give little pieces, to chew, and then they, that's like a vaporizer, like they,
sometimes
we
use now
it's big,
like that.
When they cough, when they cough.
When they have cold.
You still use that? No.
No more, right now, no more.
Dean,
no more. We'll never pick anymore. Also, I'm going to tell you, little flock, what is in little flock? If somebody, everybody goes as far as inside, and tell them, welcome to me, tell them, you better go touch you, go over that way. Little fox going that way, there's little fox that way. Another boy goes that way. One of the boy I know, Vernon. We try to, that way, fox stayed away. No more fox stayed away. We don't stay anymore. So, that's why Vernon, he was sick. He will die. Yeah, for taking. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
In their home?
Yeah. Everybody in their home, inside, he come over front. So that way, the fox people, everybody, that Vernon, when he come up, when he tried to hunt, get away from, he told him he was sick, he will die. Yeah, they take it.
So they took their futures of their life by approaching the young animal foxes. And then if they're well, physically well, and they're healthy and they're going to live, then the fox will assist them. But then this one person, Vernon, hit that and the fox got startled and ran away, and that hurt the people
of his
illness and death.
Yeah. That boy, the name was Vernon, he didn't die. The little fox, maybe they were stitching for the over six.
What kinds of things did the medicine man, why, you know, what were the different reasons they would call and
The medicine men, what else did they do? How come people had the medicine men? What did they use them for?
No, I that's all I would've been watching for.
That was their job? What was their job? The medicine men's job. Were there women? Were the women medicine men too? Avana?
My grandmother.
Yeah, were they medicine?
That one. Yeah. I know only one woman that much.
Phoenix too?
Strong? Grandmother. Her mother, grandmother.
I need a student.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her grandmother used to sing, but she didn't fly. they're kind of hesitant to talk in depth about this, I think, because he expressed at one time that he was a resident. But I understand from listening to other people that they did have a lot of different roles. And apparently the women were stronger whenever they have competition. So there were healers, some they're good and bad folks. There were healers, there were providers for the food, for the weather, call for the good weather. Those are some of the types of things. They go up to the underground animals or to the space world, and they go up to the moon and circle around the moon and see the sun. Galaxy. So they had a lot of potentials and a lot of power. And the way that they used their mind was very, very strong. Their mind power.
Did they have to live like everybody else did, or did the people?
Yeah, they lived a normal life, that's what they think. They just had extra.
Do you think some of them were the leaders? Become the leader of the community.
Are you asking me or you want me to ask
them? I'm asking you.
Yeah, I think so. I think because they have a lot of hidden powers that they as helpers of themselves, because they have that potential to communicate with the future or would be unseen.
Yeah.
Does somebody else have questions?
Yeah.
The transition from medicine man to religion kind of all revolves around a great death.
Pardon?
The great death, where a lot of people got sick, a lot of people passed away, and then they lost their faith in the medicine man, and then they because they couldn't stop people from dying, and then they went over to the Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And I know something is not talked about a whole lot, so you don't have to ask anymore.
Yeah, okay. I can maybe bring that up later. Some of the things are harder for me to ask, even though I understand them, but there are ways that I have to ask them so that they don't understand. But that's a good point.
Yeah. Do they think overall things are better today than they were long ago?
She wants to know if things are better today than long time ago. Like music. Is it better today than it was long time ago? Yes, it is. And I can understand why, because they're not, I mean, transportation and everything else.
But now it's no more Buddhist money.
Yeah, no more Buddhist money, no more.
Singing. It's the money. Singing.
Only action was done, that's all.
Yeah. One of my men, my cousin, Mr. Man, thank you to sing. Yeah, he was good. Some of the singing is good. Make them himself to Bible.
So a lot of young people are into the singing folk in church, and the two, and are real good composers.
Would they ever get like boats from other countries, or just boats from America, or would Russian or Japanese boats ever come to their island a long time ago?
Yes, they did mention earlier that they had boats from Siberia.
They were Siberian. Was that at the same time when boats like from the lower 48 would come up, or they were just Siberian?
Ungase Kidmirtai das Kut Angir, Angir Pit,
long time ago.
Siberian.
I don't know how much, 5-4 days, Quebec.
So they had separate. Well, apparently they know the names of these two other ships that came by the person, the main head.
Sometimes 8 or 9 boats go to the ammo. Because then it's Wallace Hyde, Rope, Muckluck, then they trade, pick some bear skin, trade. That's why they need. They trade them. You like Wallace Hyde rope, because they're using it for a covered with the house, Wallace Hyde. It's pretty hard to get more. Only we make Wallace Hyde for the female hide, female Wallace Hyde. We use it for covered with our house. Also, we use it for bedroom.
Is that chief playing? So,
can you tell me before we get? I won't be up here tonight at 6:30. I can run out.
Okay. Ataku 6:30 me. You can rest, he's not gonna come. Dai night. Maganu siyagyo.